With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Pentagon says an American warship has come under attack in the Red Sea and returned fire on a number of drones.
The attack potentially marks a major escalation in a series of maritime attacks in the Mideast linked to the Israel-Hamas war. The Pentagon has told the Associated Press we're aware of reports regarding attacks on the USS Carney and commercial vessels and will provide information as it becomes available. The British military earlier said that there had been a suspected drone attack and explosions in the Red Sea, while the Pentagon's not identified where it believed the fire came from. However, Yemen's Houthi rebels have recently launched a series of attacks on vessels in the Red Sea. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, Biden administration says the ceasefire in Gaza could not be extended because Hamas failed to hold up to its end of the bargain. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby was asked if the United States would sanction Israel if it fails to curb civilian casualties in Gaza.
The security assistance continues to flow. That's not going to change. We're also going to do everything we can to make sure that they are properly accounting for the civilian population and minimizing the damage and the casualties as much as possible. The other thing that we're not going to take our foot off the gas on is seeing if we can get another pause in place so we can get more hostages out and, just as critically, more aid in.
Kirby was appearing Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press. Louisiana lawmakers now have until the end of January to draw and pass new congressional boundaries to replace the current map that a federal judge says dilutes the power of the state's black voters. Republican Governor-elect Jeff Landry has vowed, meanwhile, to call a special session once he is inaugurated. This is SRN News. Well, make no mistake, they really are coming for your kids.
The Wall Street Journal has been testing Instagram's Reels video service by setting up fake accounts pretending to be teenage boys and girls. What the paper found was that almost instantly those accounts were offered videos full of smutty content and overtly sexual adult videos. Experts have been warning for years that the algorithms that power many social media platforms are actively shopping salacious content to children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vast majority of the scientific community in America does not believe in God. A West Virginia University study finds just 22% of grad students in science say they believe in God. 20% describe themselves as somewhat religious. By contrast, roughly 80% of the American public, of course, does believe in God. This is SRN News. Sweden's economy fell drastically in the third quarter of 2023, marking the second time of contraction and signal that a recession may have hit the country.
Data released by Statistics Sweden show that the country's gross domestic product declined by 0.3% in the period ending in October. Jessica Engdahl of the statistical agency said that, quote, the downturn in the economy was broad, but was held back somewhat by strong service exports. Two consecutive quarters of contraction is a common definition of recession, but economists on the Eurozone Business Cycle Dating Committee use a broader set of data, including employment figures.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Casino workers for MGM Grand Detroit voting to ratify a new contract. That ends a 47-day strike. MGM Grand Detroit worker with the Detroit Casino Council. More details at SRNnews.com.